Hello and welcome to episode 16 of the Vera Shafiq podcast, real and relevant discussions on business, marketing, technology, and digital. I'm your host, Vera Shafiq, and I talk to people in business and marketing who care about doing marketing the right way and want to be proud of the work they do. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and review, and I hope you enjoy the show. So today on the podcast, I welcome Krista Grasso, an international lean business consultant to Fortune 50 multi-billion dollar businesses. She is also a coach to six and seven figure entrepreneurs and founder of the global jewelry brand Chris Cara. She's the host of the Lean Out Your Business podcast and creator of the Lean Out Method. Welcome to the podcast, Krista.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to get to talk with you today.
Yeah, me too. I've been reading a lot about your Lean Out Method, and you know, I'm really excited to kind of dig in a little bit more as to what it's all about and how it can help business owners and generally people to be more productive in their daily work. I know, you know, I introduced you, gave a little bit of a background as to all the things that you do in your life. Sounds like you're really busy. So I think your method probably helps you out a lot with keeping everything organized. But give us a little bit of your backstory and how you got to where you are and what you're up to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, without Lean Out Method, I honestly don't know how I would manage all three things and stay sane. So it does help quite a bit. But if I rewind back to my journey early on, I always knew I wanted to do something entrepreneurial. I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to work for myself and do my own thing. And so I always thought it would be in fine arts. And I started college with a fine art degree. I ended up getting kind of smart throughout that process and saying, if I'm going to work for myself for the rest of my life, I really should learn business. And so I graduated with a business degree. And after I graduated, I was looking for jobs to start to pay off some of those loans. And one of my morning customers at a Starbucks I was managing actually hired me. And he said, I know, you know what you do. I'd love to have you come in. But the only way I could have you come in is if you come in as a consultant. And so I ended up kind of falling into consulting and falling into lean accidentally, because my morning customer offered me this great opportunity. I came in as a consultant and the company was doing lean manufacturing. And so I ended up finding both of those right out of college. And then through over the years, I did start my own business. I started my jewelry business, which is called Chris Cara. And I ended up getting myself in a bit of trouble with that business, doing what a lot of new business owners do, working way too hard, investing in all the wrong things. And I got to a point where I really seriously almost put myself out of business and was just so on the verge of burnout that I ended up kind of taking a pause and looking and saying, why am I getting all these amazing results with these companies that I'm consulting with and introducing lean practices to? And yet I'm not doing any of that in my own business, and I'm struggling in my own business. And it was a very epiphany moment for me, realizing that I wasn't applying in my own business what was working so successfully in the other businesses I was working with. And so I created the Lean Out Method and basically transformed how I ran Chris Cara into the successful business it is today. But that was a little bit of kind of how I got started. So a bit of a winding road, some kind of accidental things that happened that ended up creating my path today.
Yeah. It's funny how a lot of entrepreneurs fall into what they did or do. And things just happen, like serendipity happens, and it's things that you weren't even expecting to do. And then you ended up being where you are. So that's really interesting. So you help businesses and business owners to lean out their processes. And I know you provide consulting services for entrepreneurs. And so I was wondering if the Lean Out Method is specifically applicable to entrepreneurs only, or can you also apply it to, say, for example, you do a 9-to-5 job and you just want a method to kind of increase your productivity?
Yeah, I feel like there's so many key pieces of a Lean Out Method that are applicable to all aspects of your life, even outside of your job or your business. So it's really just about figuring out what matters most, focusing on that, and then eliminating anything that's not adding value. When you're thinking of your business, it's things that aren't adding value to your clients and profit to your business. When you're thinking about your 9-to-5, it's focusing on the things that are actually going to get you the best results so you don't end up overworking or investing more time in what you're trying to deliver for work than you need to. And in your personal life, it's really just putting your focus on the things that really fuel you, the things that matter most to you in your life, and not investing a lot of time and money and energy in other things. So I think it really does apply across the board.
Yeah. And it's, you know, in the day and age that we live in now, people are, you know, there's a hustle culture that we hear about so much, and people are getting burnt out. We're hearing a lot about mental health and, you know, people kind of getting really overwhelmed with their work and really not knowing how to manage themselves. And I know you mention often the words hamster wheel, getting off the hustle hamster wheel, because people are, they tend to wear hustle and, you know, being tired and overwhelmed as a badge of honor. And it's becoming, you know, something that people almost think is something to be proud of. But what's your take on that? And what do you mean by getting off the hustle hamster wheel?
Yeah, I have a really different perspective on hustling, right? I know it is very glamorized, and it's like, you got to hustle, you got to grind. Mm-hmm. You hear all these terms all the time. And I think we go into business thinking that that's the only way to successfully build a business, or like we're not a real entrepreneur if that's not how we work. And I think that's really damaging. And I think it sets people up for not having long-term sustainable success. And so to me, is business hard work? Absolutely. Do you go through a lot of tough stuff as you're trying to build or grow or scale a business? Absolutely. But it does not have to be all consuming, and it does not need to be at the expense of your personal life, your personal health, your mental health, like your physical and mental health. And to me, that's what's getting off the hustle hamster wheel is all about, that accepting that that is not the only way that you can build and grow a business or even run your life and work for a company. You can set boundaries. You can absolutely have a lot of success without hustling 24/7. And I think there's, you know, a few things that go into that, because when you are hustling all the time, you eventually burn out. And sometimes people think of burnout as that really big burnout. Like one of my clients before I started working with her got to that point, and she burned out so bad. She sold her 8-figure business, rented an RV, and traveled around the world for 2 years. Like she hit big B burnout.
Yeah.
But a lot of people hit what I call little B burnout, where they just are really drained. They have trouble making decisions. Everything feels really overwhelming. They aren't really getting, you know, joy out of the things that used to excite them. And that's little B burnout. And I think that that's a place that so many people are in when they have that hustle mindset, and that's the way that they approach their business.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, it can be quite easy to lose the spark and lose the actual reason why you started that business in the first place, because of the grind and the, you know, burning the midnight oil and feeling that you have to constantly be working on your business and in your business. So I think, you know, a method like yours is very attractive and sounds like something that could really put a business owner on the right track to get back growing and scaling their business, but enjoying it and really, you know, kind of having the passion that they started the business for. So what would you, if you were to give your top 3 tips to a business owner, you know, you had like a couple minutes just to give them your top 3 lean out tips that would impact their productivity or help them to grow their business in a much more pleasurable way, what would those be?
Yeah, I think the very most important thing that you should do is get clarity on where you're going and why it's important to you. So there's 4 different, you know, pillars of the lean out method. The first one is setting context, and the second one is gaining clarity. And I think you need both of those. Context is creating that vision of the future. Like, what do you actually want for your life? What do you want for your business? Where are your customers in the future? And getting that clarity is going to help you to know what's actually important long-term. And then building a 90-day plan, which I'm a really big fan of 90-day plans, those help you get the clarity on what to be focused on right now. And if you can do that, so you know the things you're doing are directionally correct and are going to take you towards that vision that you have for your business and life, and the things you're doing right now are the things that are actually the ones that matter, what people will usually find is there's a lot of things that they're spending their time doing that don't align with that. And there's a lot that they could cut out or lean out of their day so that they are working less, but actually getting better results because they're being more focused on the things that actually matter. And that takes me to number three, which is focus. Mm-hmm. And so once you have that clarity and you know what's important right now, focus blocks are one of my very favorite ways to work. It's how I am as productive as I am. And so try to structure your day in such a way that you're batching like activities together. And if you can, try to carve out as many uninterrupted large blocks of time as you can to either work on a single activity or that batch of like activities. And even if you didn't take anything off of your schedule, but you restructured your day into those very intentional focus blocks, you will see a big increase in productivity. Pair that with getting rid of all of the stuff and eliminating the things currently on your schedule that aren't in alignment with your vision and near-term goals, and you really do get a lot of time back in your day as well as a lot of increase in productivity.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting, and it just makes a lot of sense. In terms of multitasking, what is your take on that, and is that something that you recommend people try and do, or is that a big no-no with the lean out method?
Honestly, it's, true lean enthusiasts, if they heard me say this, would probably shudder a little bit, but I'm a big fan of multitasking. And I think that the thing is, there's a big difference between multitasking and context switching. And I think sometimes people mix them up. If you're context switching, so your version of multitasking is doing a whole lot of unrelated things and never actually finishing anything, but just starting a whole bunch of different stuff, that is a no-no. That's a big mm-hmm. no-no. That is a recipe for never getting anything done and burning yourself out. But if you can do those focus blocks and you can multitask within that focus block where you are working on several different things, but they're related, and most importantly, you can actually finish them all in that focus block, it is an incredibly effective way to work. I do this with my content management, and it's something I recommend all of my clients do for content management as well, is I'll do a focus block for content management. And during that time, I'm recording podcast episodes, I'm writing blog posts, I'm writing newsletters, I'm creating social media posts, I'm doing all of these different things that sound like multitasking, but it's all around one common theme for that particular week. And as a result, I'm able to get a really cohesive and consistent output, and I'm able to do it really quickly and really mm-hmm. effectively and get it finished in that focus block. So I think if you think of multitasking in that term, it makes a ton of sense. If you're just, doing a whole lot of different unrelated things and never finishing them, that is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. And it sounds like the key is getting things finished and really making sure that you're not just leaving things loose and open and then starting your next day with all this stuff that you didn't finish the day before. Is that correct?
It's so true. And there's a lean concept called stop starting, start finishing. And this is kind of how I live my life and very much how I run my business. But what most people's schedule looks like is if you work a Monday through Friday, and let's say you have 10 major things that you're working on in that week. If you were to look midweek at a Wednesday, what you usually see is all 10 things in progress and none of them finished. Mm-hmm. What you want to see instead is by midweek, if you were using stop starting and start finishing, you would have had about 5 of those things done, 100% done, and about 5 left unstarted. Because you're going and you're finishing what you start before you start something new. And if you can work that way, it's such an incredibly productive way to work.
Yeah, I can see that when you're completing tasks, you're actually getting fulfillment. You're feeling like you did something, produced something, and it kind of gives you more fuel and more motivation to keep going. I think that it's almost a psychological piece of the whole thing. So if you were, what are the kinds of mistakes that you see people making when you're consulting with your entrepreneurs and the people that you work with? I'm sure that you kind of break down what they're currently doing and see some glaring mistakes. Could you share some of those with us?
Yeah, I'll share two. The very first one, and I see this probably 80 to 90% of the time, is I'll meet with somebody new and they're like, oh yeah, I've got a vision, I've got goals. I'm like, great, share it with me. And we go through and we look at it. And then we look at what they're actually spending their time doing. And the things that they are doing do not tie back to their vision and goals whatsoever. And so they have a disconnect. They have this idea of where they want to go, but they're not actually doing the things that are going to get them there. And it's why they're working so hard. They feel like they're on the hustle hamster wheel and they're not actually getting the results, is they're not working on the right things. And so that's number one. And like I said, I see that in almost everybody to some degree. Some are more extreme than others, but there typically is just a lot of noise that ends up on your to-do list over time. And you don't always take the break and create the space to evaluate it, to recognize that, why am I still doing this? Is this still adding value? Is this really what I need to be focused on right now? So that's the first thing that I usually start with people on. And then the other thing that I see, and I just did this with a client a couple weeks ago, we did her planning for the upcoming quarter, and she ended up in Q1 of this year making as much in revenue as she did in all of the prior year. And we had built out a really good growth plan for her and it worked really well. But one of the questions I always ask is, the numbers look amazing, right? Who wouldn't want to make as much in 3 months as they did in 12? But how did you get there? And how do you feel about how you got there? Did you do it really, you know, within the boundaries that you set? Or did you work really hard? And are you starting to feel burned out? Because to me, that's really important. And she recognized she was working harder than she wanted to. She was saying yes to things that weren't adding value. And so we reimagined and reshifted her schedule and got her more focused on her offers, on her core offer for this coming 90 days. And we're projecting that she's actually going to do 50% more in the next 90 days than she did in Q1. But it was really taking a hard look at what she was investing her time in and what was giving her a return so that we could lean out her schedule, because this happens to people all the time as they grow. And every time you have these big jumps in growth in your business, usually you find you have to re-lean out and refocus on what actually matters right now.
So in terms of running a business, do you also provide advice on hiring and, you know, delegating work? Because I know as a business owner, you know, it can get very overwhelming if you try and do everything yourself. And at some point you need to, you know, recruit some help and get people involved in the business. What is your take on that? And what would you advise there?
Yeah, I think that the reality is that you have to have people to help you. I'm a big fan of team. I could never imagine running, or honestly wouldn't want to run my business without a team. To me, that's the beauty of it, because there's certain things that we're all uniquely skilled to do. It's our zone of genius or our superpower or whatever you want to call it. And that's where we should be spending our time. Not only is that what fuels us, but that's how we're uniquely able to help our clients in a way that other people aren't. My time is not well spent building my website and sending newsletters, right? It's my time is better spent on other things. And so I believe in building a team around you where you have basically a team of people where everybody is playing to their own unique strengths. I'm doing what I do best, and then people on my team are doing what they do best. And when you look at the whole ecosystem, we've got everything really well covered. And so I think that's something that everybody really needs when they want to grow and scale their business, and they ultimately want to do it without burning out. Because if you're doing the things that fuel you all day long, it doesn't feel really exhausting at the end of the day. When you're spending your time doing things that drain you, you feel really exhausted at the end of the day. And bringing that team on is what helps you get those things that drain you off your plate, because those things fuel somebody else. And you want to put that right person in that position.
I think that's very important. And I think I learned that lesson the hard way back in my days when I was an entrepreneur and owned an agency. And I was running a digital marketing agency and trying to do everything myself. And I realized very quickly that that was not going to work. So I think that's a super important concept. And, you know, having a really strong team around you is very important. So I know you also work with Fortune 50 companies, as a consultant, I believe. Is that correct?
I do, yes. For the next couple months I do, and then I'm making a big transition in my business and I'm going to step away from that.
Oh, you are? Wow. Well, that's very exciting. So What have you learned through your career as, you know, while you've done that work with these big companies really shared your wealth of knowledge and expertise on the whole business side of things? What would you say your biggest learnings are? And give us a little bit about the rationale for stepping away.
Yeah, absolutely. I shared early on with my story, right, that here I was early on building my own business and not leveraging the things I was doing with the big consultant clients I was working with. And I think sometimes we see these really big companies and we look at them as so different from us. And while they are from a scale perspective, the reality is they frequently figured a lot of stuff out that we could actually benefit from and use in our own businesses. And I kind of learned that the hard way. But one of the things that I see so often is they're really intentional with what they invest their time and their resources into. And so they always have a plan, right? They don't do anything without a plan. They always have their strategic direction. They know where they're going. They've got the equivalent of what I call a vision for a small business, right? Mm-hmm. Usually they call it strategic imperatives or something. But they also always invest in innovation. The really smart and successful companies are trying to think about what their customers are going to need before their customers are even asking for it. And they're also focused on improving the way that they work, improving their operations, and getting much more effective, because they know that the longer something takes, the more it costs them. The more efficient they can get at it and the more variability they could remove from it, the less it costs them, the more time and resources they have to invest in the things that bring profit into their business. And I think as small business owners and entrepreneurs, we could learn from and leverage those concepts in our own business, and we really should, right? Mm-hmm. I built a lot of that into the Lean Out Method because I see that as a big gap in a lot of small businesses. And so I help these large companies with that, but I also have found over the years that I just get so much more satisfaction and enjoyment working with an entrepreneur or a small team, where I feel like I'm so much closer to influencing the change and helping them help their clients. And so that's why I'm making that shift, is I really just want to be able to spend more of my time working more close to the impact with entrepreneurs and small business owners, as opposed to working with the really large companies, which are fun to solve the big complex problems.
Yeah.
But it just takes so much longer. And I'm so much further removed from the impact to the customers.
Congratulations. I'm really happy for you that you're making this move. It sounds very exciting. That kind of brings me on to a question just in terms of you, and it sounds like you kind of answered some of that already, which is, what fuels you most in life and gets you out of bed in the morning?
I mean, I'm a natural helper. Mm-hmm. I love to help people, and I love to see people be successful. And I feel like I've done this throughout my entire life, even outside of business, is just, I'm always the person who wants to help somebody and wants to see somebody get what they're going for, right?
Yeah.
And so it kind of naturally fit my business for me. But for me, the big thing that I want to see is I want to see business owners build sustainable success. So I don't want them to have the revenue roller coaster. I want them to actually have a business that they enjoy and that they know has reliable revenue coming in. Because when I almost put myself out of business back in the day, I saw a lot of other business owners that I really came to know and love actually go out of business. And that was really heartbreaking and really tough. I was friends with a lot of them and they had to go and get jobs. And that's really hard to do after you've had your own business and it fails and you have to go back and work for somebody else. And I just saw so much of that, that I just said, you know what, I'm going to help people build sustainable success so they are never in that scenario. And so that really fuels me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Talking of which, you do, you have your own business, so you consult and you help other people, but you also have a jewelry business. So I wanted to learn a little bit more about that, because that to me is fascinating. I see in your pictures, you're always wearing some beautiful earrings, some nice necklaces. Tell me a bit about your jewelry business, how you got that started, and where people can check out your jewelry.
Yeah, absolutely. I am a naturally very creative person and also a very organized person. It's a strange combination. But my creative outlet for me is making jewelry. I just really enjoy, it's kind of like in business to me, it's a big puzzle and you're trying to find the right pieces that come together to get you to the solution. I kind of look at jewelry the same way, as taking different shapes or materials or beads and pulling it all together into something that's really beautiful. Yeah. And so I've made jewelry since I was a child. It's just something I was always really drawn to. And I had decided after I graduated college that that was what I wanted to do for my business. And so I did start a jewelry business, and I did what a lot of people do. I started with doing like little local craft fairs and things like that. I started selling on Etsy. And then over the years, I really turned it into a really big jewelry business where I was selling tens of thousands of, you know, pieces of jewelry to different retailers and doing all of the big trade shows. And it was really fun at its heyday. Right now, I've taken that back a little bit so I could focus on Lean Out Method. But I look forward to bringing that back up to full speed again shortly.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so you must have also some marketing background and skills to be able to you know, develop and grow that business. Tell me a little bit about your experience and expertise there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I have a lot of experience in a lot of things just through life, right? It's just like you kind of pick it up through life experience. Obviously, I learned a lot in school, and I'm very big in investing in myself and self-development. So I will frequently buy courses or work with different coaches. And I just am a big believer in lifelong learning. So a lot of it, I just learned by trial and error. And boy, did I make a lot of errors in the beginning and invest way too much in the wrong types of marketing and hiring a PR firm way before I was ready. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of mistakes that I made that have gotten me to the success I have today. but I would by no means say I am a marketing expert, but I feel like I've learned enough along the way and worked with enough really smart and incredible people to have some success today with it.
Well, that's amazing. Well, congratulations on your jewelry business too. What are your favorite social media channels to be on these days? I know pretty much everyone's on some kind of social media channel. For you, what are your favorite channels and why?
So I personally love Instagram, and especially when I think about my jewelry business, I work a lot with a lot of other fashion companies. I work a lot with a lot of influencers. And so Instagram is just my happy place. Mm-hmm. When it comes to my business, I actually really like my Facebook group, and I was never a big fan of Facebook for a really long time. I swore I would never have a Facebook group, but over the years, I thought I really want a place where I could develop a real community and interact with people and share a lot of stuff. Like I go really deep behind the scenes into my business and why I'm doing some of the things I'm doing, and having that private community allows me to do that. So I really love my Facebook group. And if you had talked to me, you know, 10 years ago, you never would have believed those words would be coming out of my mouth. But it does give me that community to really be able to connect with kind of my group in a way that I can't on Instagram or on some of the other platforms.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Awesome. Well, I just want to thank you so much for your time today, Krista. If my listeners would like to contact you or connect with you, learn more about the Lean Out method, where can they find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is leanoutmethod.com. That is the best place to go. And if you'd like to join me inside my group, you just go to leanoutmethod.com/group.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Krista, for your time today. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Wow, I absolutely loved my chat with Krista. I hope you got a lot of value out of her approach and perspective and have been inspired to apply it to your own life and work. I know I did. There were so many gems in that conversation. Here are my favorite ones. Remove fluff and unnecessary work from your to-do list and say no to the things that are going to push you into the burnout zone. I think that's a really important one. And then keep focused on your vision and goals to stay engaged and passionate about everything that you're working on. And teamwork makes the dream work. Build and rely on a support network of great team members and subject matter experts to balance out the tasks at hand so that you can focus on the things that you love to do and are good at. Hit me up and let me know what your favorite nuggets of the conversation were. And if you want to hear more from Krista, she hosts the Lean Out Your Business podcast, so be sure to tune into that. Link in the show notes. Well, that's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did like what you heard, please subscribe to catch more episodes, and I'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a review and share with your friends and colleagues. visit my website at verashafiq.com, connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Clubhouse, or send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time.